We do want to keep in mind that the second son may have actually witnessed this exchange between the father and the first son. What would it have been like for that second son to have seen the first or heard the first son tell his father, "No, I'm not going to do it." And then later, the father comes to him, and in his desire to please his father, he says he'll do it, but later takes after what he believes the older brother is doing and doesn't do it. When we are authentic, we provide an example, both in our words and in our actions, of following Christ in our lives. A little more than 7 years ago, I was ordained as a deacon. And at that ceremony, at that sacrament, the Archbishop handed me a book of the Gospels, much like we have right here. And while holding it, I was, and all other deacons in the rite of ordination, hold onto the other end of it and say, well, the Archbishop says to the one being ordained, "Leave what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach." Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. In other words, be authentic. Be authentic to the teachings of the church and live your life accordingly. A friend of mine had those words written on this nice little frame here, and so I am reminded of my promise to do so quite often, to believe, teach, and to practice. Some may say, "Well, that's not fair. You should be able to preach whatever you want. You should be able to practice whatever you want. You should be able to believe whatever you want." Well, one, I made a promise contrary to that, and two, if it's the truth, then why wouldn't I want to practice and believe and teach along the lines of truth? When we are authentic, we not only are true to ourselves, but we are true to that which we are called to love, truth itself. This weekend, tomorrow, at a special mass, there will be 22 third graders lining up for their first communion. It will be an amazing event, an opportunity for the third graders to both receive the body and blood of Christ for the very first time, but also for their parents and loved ones to see them doing so. And in coming up, they will be presented in much the same way as I was presented the Book of Gospels at my deacon ordination. They will be presented the body of Christ. And in saying the body of Christ, I will look through that consecrated host and see them. If I'm living authentically, then every person I proclaim the body of Christ, I need to also see as the body of Christ, as my neighbor, as the one to whom I'm vowed my life to serve. This is the body of Christ, and you are the body of Christ. And for their part, being authentic, only a 7-year-old can be, will say, "Amen. Yes. Yes, that which you hold is the body of Christ, and the person they see is the body of Christ." It becomes the mirror through which we are able to see one another as that which we receive and which we become. Eucharist, sisters and brothers, is the ultimate way in which we are authentic. If we realize that which we are receiving and conform our lives do that, then we can't help but be authentic, because we become that which we deceive. These third graders will come forward in just a few short hours and receive for the first time that great gift. And then they will go out and continue their lives. We support them, we pray for them, we hope that they take what they receive and go and live an authentic life in that same way. Let us, for our part, both receive and become that which we believe in.